3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. We're holding steady right around 86, 87 degrees. Maybe, just maybe, we've got some rain rolling through a little bit later this afternoon. I'll keep you updated on all of that. Of course, Tony Pham going to be with us later today. Tony has, he's just accomplished so much. I love Tony. I really do, and we've been dear friends for a long time. I wanted to get his sense of what the heck is going on out in California. We're taking a look at the situation out there. Tony, of course, was the director of ICE for President Trump and knows a thing or two about what is or is not going on out there. And Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has said he's filing a suit. I guess he's already they filed the paperwork in some court somewhere. Because President Trump has nationalized or federalized the National Guard out there. As you know, Joe Moreno is the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor, somebody who, well, if I were ever in trouble, I'll just tell you right now, and I needed an attorney, it would be Joe. And I'm happy to say that he is joining us this afternoon with some insight on the Newsom matter, this Abrego Garcia matter. Counselor, good afternoon.
Jeff, great to talk to you as always. Although I got to say, these are some pretty disturbing matters.
Yes,
really hard not to get upset, you know, with all this going on.
You are absolutely correct. Where would you like to start? I want to leave it with you because I have these two big ones with Abrego Garcia and the Newsom matter. But you tell me, you're the expert. Which one you want to tackle first?
You know, the Newsom matter is really on my mind heavy,
okay.
And I think that there's two ways that the matters like this are dealt with among our elected leaders. And I think one is when they talk about the legality of things. And then I think that is a lot of people who, when they don't like something, they like to use the law as a prop to criticize it. So, for example, Donald Trump obviously has exercised his presidential authority to activate the California National Guard. He has also sent Marines from 29 Palms, right? So we have activated state troops and we have federal troops. And we have pretty much every Democrat elected official under the sun saying this is illegal, this is unconstitutional, using words like dictatorship. Gavin Newsom is going to court to stop it. And the theme is that this is outside President Trump's powers. That is completely false. He is absolutely within his powers to do exactly what he's doing. And for these people, these are not just, you know, street lawyers. These are elected officials who know better. And for them to go on TV and scream and yell about the illegality of this is so wrong. So I think we can debate all day about whether you think it's wise, whether you think it's an appropriate use of force, whether you think it's the best resources to use, the best way to use our military. I happen to think it is, but that's fair if you don't. But don't use the law. Don't say it's illegal. That brings you down a whole other road. And frankly, they're just wrong. And they know they're wrong, but they keep saying it anyway.
Wow. Now parse the two, though. We look at the California National Guard, and I think many of us, not all of it, many of us know, yes, the president has the ability to activate them with this federal directive. But there have been people saying, well, now, wait a minute, these active duty Marines coming up from 29 Palms. Now, that's an entirely different matter. Joe, is that an entirely different matter?
It's different in that there's different ways they can be used and activated.
Okay.
It's all legal. Okay, with respect to the National Guard, that's what the law that Gavin Newsom wants to fight about. Basically, the law says that the president can activate the National Guard of a state or a territory. And it says orders for these purposes shall be issued through the governor of the state. Okay? It doesn't say with the consent of the governor. It doesn't say that the president requests that from the governor. It says it's ordered through the governor. Now, I think any court in the land would say it's exactly what it sounds like. And remember, it's a federal law. Why would you have a federal law if the governor can just shrug it off? It wouldn't make any sense. So that's what Newsom is hanging his hat on. He's going to lose. I mean, he might find some leftist judge to give it an injunction, a short-term win.
Right.
There's no way that carries water, though, in any higher court or the Supreme Court. Now, then you look at the Marines that President Trump is using. Those are completely federal troops. They're not National Guard. There's nothing to do with the governor other than the fact that they're physically in California, but that doesn't mean anything. These are Article II federal troops that the president can do whatever he wants with. Now, there's limitations in terms of what they do on the ground. Right. So he can send them wherever he wants. They can only do certain things. They can protect federal property. They can provide logistical, medical, surveillance support to local law enforcement. They can provide detention facilities, short-term detention facilities. Oh. So that's all legit, right? Okay. But as far as like a lawsuit there, no court in the land would touch the president's Article II powers. So different ways to use different troops, but at the end of the day, again, I go back to the fact that I think people that are yelling and screaming, this is illegal, are saying that really irresponsibly.
Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe is a former federal prosecutor. He's been an attorney for an awfully long time. Brilliant guy. Admitted to practice not only here in the United States, but over in England and in Wales. And tell me, Joe, about the support. Now, you talk about what the Marines can do. Are there things that they cannot do now that they've been deployed?
So we hear a lot about the Posse Comitatus Act,
yes,
right? And it's, for all the talk it gets, it's literally a couple of sentences long, but it's very meaningful. It's very powerful. Okay. It basically says that the federal military cannot be used as law enforcement. What does that mean? It's basically they cannot exercise any kind of powers that implicate the Fourth Amendment. They can't arrest people. They can't conduct searches and seizures. They wouldn't be able to go to court to testify against somebody, that sort of thing. Okay. So that's what's not allowed, right? If the National Guard is used by a governor, that's an exception. It is okay. If the president invokes the Insurrection Act, that's okay. But for the time being, those things haven't happened. So when those troops go on the ground, whether they are the presidentially activated California National Guard or the presidentially deployed Marines, they can basically do the same thing. Crowd control, protecting of the ICE building and other federal property, protection of ICE officers and federal officers, medical logistics,
right,
support,
okay,
drones, all that sort of back support, as long as they're not actively engaging in law enforcement.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds to me like the president, not shockingly, is on very, very solid ground. And unfortunately, as you point out, not surprisingly, there are folks like Gavin Newsom who seem to be engaged in sort of this kabuki theater. You know, it's just a performance art. Where is Newsom filing his case, and how will that be handled? Is that an expedited sort of a hearing?
I mean, you know, I've heard for days that he's going to do this. I haven't seen any kind of filings or confirmation that he's done it. Maybe he has in the last few hours.
Okay.
But he'd run to federal district court right there in California. He would most likely try to target a hand-selected judge as best he could.
Yep.
Many of them out there are, let's just say, leftward-leaning and would probably be sympathetic to something that the governor asked for. So
yes,
he may have a pretty good shot. And if he gets an injunction, he gets a short-term relief, he'll yell, he'll jump up and down and call it a victory.
Yeah.
You'd be treading into dangerous territory, though. Courts really don't like to interfere with Article II powers, particularly when it comes to the military.
Right.
So if that were to happen, if he got even temporary relief, it would be a big deal. And then, of course, the question is, would President Trump say, well, all right, I got to stand down now?
Mm.
Or would he say, first and foremost, my responsibility as president is to protect the lives of American people, and I'm putting that first. And if there's danger on the ground in Los Angeles, I'm using my presidential authority as commander-in-chief to protect people.
Gotcha.
It's going to be a tough decision, and I hate the fact that he's even put in that position. But really, at some point, he doesn't have much choice.
Interesting stuff. Joe Moreno joining us, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. All right, counselor, state of Maryland. We saw Senator Chris Van Hollen, a whole bunch of folks went down to visit Abrego Garcia, who we're told was just this close to being Father of the Year last year. And they wanted him returned from El Salvador. And, well, he's back, but it's not quite the welcome he was expecting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, If he was a different guy, I'd almost feel sorry for him because he was completely used as a political prop,
yeah,
right? I mean, here's a guy that was going to be the model child for why Donald Trump was overusing his authority and deporting people improperly, and he was the poster child for the left. And then it turns out that, okay, you really want him back here? You don't want to leave him in his home country of El Salvador to kind of fend for himself? Sure, we'll bring him back.
Yep.
And now he's facing federal charges. So I wonder if now, you know, he regrets perhaps the friends he chose in those Democrat Congress people, because now he's going to be charged with human trafficking. He's obviously, he's presumed innocent, so I don't want to say he's guilty until he's proven guilty, if and when he's proven guilty. But if he is, he's looking at some serious time in jail, and then he'll get deported anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that they were a little too cute with this case, and I really think that they should kind of pick their battles a heck of a lot better, because at the end of the day, again, you know, you can only use, like, passion and emotion so much.
That's right.
If you don't like the laws, go try to change the laws. Right? You could, if the left wants to allow unfiltered, you know, unstopped illegal immigration over the southern border, go to Congress and propose that. Own it.
Yeah.
But this sort of, like, you know, kind of wishy-washy, passive-aggressive, you know, tactic of sort of playing on guilt and sympathy and totalitarianism allegations, it's really just so improper, so inappropriate. And yet it doesn't seem to be abating anytime soon.
No, I think if we get purely political, Joe, I know that's not necessarily your bailiwick, but to get purely political, I think it is that the leftists simply don't have anything solid. You know, it is all histrionics at this point. They just don't seem to have any sense of terra firma now, and so they're just throwing anything. And I think they look thoroughly immature and unprepared. But that's my sense. I want to know, because you do a lot of international appearances, and I'll be noodling through and I'll see on CBC or BBC or some other place. What are the folks outside the United States saying to you? Do they understand what's going on, or are they just so consumed with hate for Donald Trump that it doesn't matter?
They don't understand the federal system or the republic all that well. So there's a lot of questioning about what's going on at the White House presidential level versus at the state level. So there's a lot of explaining about that. And so when you get an issue like the one here with the National Guard, that requires a lot of explaining, because that's sort of a unique system compared to what goes on in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a lot of anti-Trump hate. And what's really a strange phenomena, and I see it all the time, is they seem so into the idea that America should absorb as many immigrants as can possibly get here, legal or illegal. But then when you ask them what they do in their home country, they say, oh, no, we don't allow that. And you kind of say, wait a minute, like, why are we so different? We have the same restrictions. We have taxes. We have expenses. We can't afford. It's not about sympathy. It's about, like, having a system where we check who's coming in the country. We have a process. They go through a system, and then we make sure that we're vetted people before we make them citizens. I mean, it's like if I went to England with my family and we decided to stay, well, guess what? At some point, I'd get arrested and thrown out.
That's right.
Why should it be any different here? That disconnect is, it always baffles me, and yet it happens all the time when I go on air with them.
It is. I don't know if you've done any LBC at all. LBC has become the default radio in our house in the evening, especially. Heidi just loves it. She's always doing that. And it to me, it's fascinating, because they have one guy over there who actually used to be not a half bad radio personality in America. I made a lot of money, then kind of sort of retired again. But they are so committed, and they do not understand anything about our system. But what comes through, I mean, it is... There are moments that you just think, if this speaker were more of a mouth, you'd be spitting on me. I mean, they just hate Trump and anything that is making America great again, if you will. They just think that's the silliest, most ridiculous thing ever. They just don't seem to like him at all. And it colors every piece of observation, even with their so-called news divisions.
You know, every once in a while, I'll get a glimmer of hope from the Democrat side. John Fetterman, Senator from Pennsylvania, every once in a while will say something sensible.
Yep.
Gretchen Whitmer, just a few weeks ago, was appearing on stage with President Trump. She was in the White House.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I say, okay, maybe there's a glimpse of hope here. But they are so shouted down by the rest of their party. I mean, they are like pariahs if they even get out of line one bit.
Yep.
So anytime they say something, they're kind of quickly hushed back into silence. And so, and you get the Hakeem Jeffries, the Nancy Pelosi's, the AOC's, I mean, the Kamala Harris's, who are just completely 100% anti-Trump all the time. And you're right, they have no positive agenda. I mean, and I really think, look, I'm not an advisor to the Dems, but I would say, if I were, I'd say, guys, you need a positive agenda. It can't be all anti-Trump all the time. It's not good for us. It's not good for you.
That's right. Yeah, you would think somebody would pull them aside quietly and say, listen, maybe you need to listen to Fetterman. Maybe you need to listen to Richie Torres out of New York every once in a while, the guy from the Bronx. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do? Hey, Joel, I want people to pay attention to you, however. Where are we going to do that? How are we going to do that?
Yeah, a lot of BBC lately. I posted on my YouTube channel. I posted on LinkedIn. A lot of writing for The Spectator. So by all means, you know, I welcome the feedback. I love to hear it, good or bad.
Okay.
And I love just trying to give a more conservative voice to a media that it desperately needs it. Outside your show, of course, Jeff.
Ah, you are very fun, very, very kind. I appreciate it. Joe, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Joe Moreno. Joe is a former federal prosecutor, one of the smartest human beings that I know. When I talk about him being the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, I'm telling you, that's just fact. A devoted family man and continues to serve in the United States Army Reserve. He's, I think he's a full-blown colonel now. I'm not sure. I may have given him a field promotion. If I did, we'll get it back. Make sure you're checking him out. And apparently YouTube channel as well. I'll get the links for that. I'll get them up. I promise you. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.